Only one U.S. women's soccer player refused to take a knee before bronze medal game. By Warner Todd Houston on August 5, 2021. Carly Lloyd was one of the few bright spots for the U.S. women's national soccer team in Tokyo for leading the team in goals and patriotism when she remained standing when her teammates all took a knee. This brought an avalanche of hate from leftists. On Thursday, Lloyd became the first U.S. women's soccer player to reach 10 goals at the international games. And it was mostly due to her performance in Tokyo that the U.S. out-medaled it all when they beat Australia to take home the bronze on Thursday. But being one of the top female players in the history of the sport was not enough for the woke left. Which proved that girl power is meaningless unless you also adhere to the proper level of wokeness. Furious lefties were all over social media attacking Lloyd for not taking a knee at the games. Washington Post leftist Molly Hensley Clancy was shocked that Lloyd wouldn't take a knee like Little Miss Purple Hair and the rest of the woke squad. I think Carly Lloyd has spoken about why she doesn't want to kneel during the national anthem. But I'm curious if anyone has asked her why she chose not to take a knee for a minute before kickoff along with every other American player, staff member, and referee, Hensley Clancy wrote indignantly. Indeed, Lloyd did once note that the nice thing about the U.S. out is that they all have each other's back whether they want to protest or not. I think the beauty of this team is that we stand behind each other, no matter what, Lloyd said in January. And you know, players decided to kneel. Some players decided to stand. And at the end of the day, we have each other's backs. Ultimately, we're here to support one another in any way that we can, and that's what's amazing about this team. Regardless, many other leftists also piled on. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.